Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about some good news for local communities. I understand some recreation grants have been awarded. Talk to us about who's giving this money out and when we learned about it, what it's going to be used for.
Well, this certainly is good news, and the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources announced this week that two very important community recreation grants were being awarded. Countersport Borough will receive $250,000 for the rehabilitation of its community swimming pool. The work is going to include renovation of the main pool and the bathhouse, construction of a zero-depth entry, concrete decking, and handicapped access. In addition, the borough of Kane is receiving just over $92,000 for the rehabilitation of Glenwood Park. And that work is going to include renovation of the skate park surface, construction of a parking area, and handicapped access. So also a very important grant. It's important to point out that each of these grants requires a 50% local match by the community. So there's a significant community investment in each project. The grants are funded by the Keystone Recreation Park and Conservation Fund, which is supported by a portion of the state's realty transfer tax. And I've certainly been very supportive of this program, very supportive of both of these grant requests, and I'm glad that the grants are being released to invest in these important community recreation projects.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is something that everybody has to be prepared for as we move forward, and that's Real ID. It's the new ID system that the federal government is kind of requiring. Talk to us about what's going on with this, what people need to know, and what people need to get ready for.
Well, there's a lot of questions, and I've talked to a lot of folks that have questions about this. And one thing that I want to reassure folks is that their current Pennsylvania driver's license is valid for domestic airline travel through October 10th of 2018. PennDOT is gearing up to produce Real ID driver's licenses in 2019. So it's expected that we'll continue to receive waivers or extensions until 2019. And then folks will have a decision to be made whether they want a Real ID compliant license or not. And if you do want to get one, there's an additional charge. But in the meantime, it's important to accumulate the required documents that you need for this Real ID compliant license. And that might include a birth certificate with a raised seal, social security card, proof of legal name changes, and those are all things that people should start to accumulate so that they have, rather than waiting till the last minute. If you need a raised seal birth certificate, my office can help with that, or you can apply through the Department of Health at health.pa.gov. If you require additional information about the entire process, PennDOT set up a website. It's dmv.pa.gov.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is a couple of things that are important with your committee, and that is some agriculture issues. The first is a census of agriculture that's going on right now. Talk to us about this.
Well, farmers across Pennsylvania are encouraged to take part in the 2017 Census of Agriculture. It's being conducted by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the census aims to count anyone who earns at least $1,000 per year growing food or other crops. The census forms are available through the USDA, and as I said, farmers are encouraged to participate in the survey. There's a website set up by the USDA. It's www.agcensus.usda.gov.
And the other thing we'd like to talk about pertaining to agriculture is an invasive species that's coming in, and we have to make sure we look out for. Talk to us about the spotted lanternfly.
Well, this is certainly a very dangerous invasive species that has the potential to significantly harm our state's agriculture and hardwood industries. We recently held a committee informational meeting in Harrisburg where folks from the Department of Agriculture came and updated the committee on efforts to control this invasive species. Currently, this lanternfly is only in the southeastern portion of Pennsylvania. That area is currently under a quarantine. But it's important to point out that when folks visit the southeastern corner of Pennsylvania, to take caution to look before you leave so that you don't spread any of these bad bugs throughout other parts of Pennsylvania. The Department of Agriculture has much more information at their website at www.agriculture.pa.gov.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.